Hello, this is Paul.
Hi, Paul. This is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Fine, thank you. How are you? I received your email.
Okay. Is this a good time to talk? I know that you wanted to talk at 11, but I have to jump into a meeting before then.
okay.
So I
Yeah,
wasn't
that's
going to be
fine.
available.
Yeah, not okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I got your the online application. I just wanted to touch base and see what you're looking to do and how we could help you out.
Yeah, actually, we need working capital plus we have a freight forwarding company, and I mean we have two tractors, and we are going to buy container chassis.
Okay.
Yeah, so working capital plus equipment loan.
Okay. So you're looking to bring on equipment too.
Yeah, we are maybe end of this month, next month.
Next
During
month.
the next month, we need to buy four chassis. I want to buy four chassis, container
Okay.
chassis. Yeah, it
Four.
costs about $60,000.
Each or for all four?
No, all four.
Okay. And
Yeah.
then how much working capital were you looking for?
I think. 50,000 is okay with
Okay.
me.
Was that, isn't that for growing the business and marketing and all that good stuff or?
Yeah, actually, since this year, we invested to the tractor container drayage company. I mean the business. Now we have two tractors and two trailers.
Okay.
And we need four container chassis, and actually for growing the
The fleet.
businesses, yeah.
Okay.
And we need a little more working capital.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Are you familiar with working capital loans and how they work at all? Have you ever taken one out for the business?
Actually, we are using we loan. Have a term loan from Chase Bank
Okay.
with $100,000, and now it's about the balance is $82,000 or $83,000 left.
Okay, and that's a
Yeah.
personal loan for the house,
No, no, it's
just on your business.
a commercial term loan.
Okay. And so I have a couple questions for you just to qualify the business. Did you happen to know how much you guys did in sales last year? Just a kind of a ballpark figure.
It's about near the 2 million.
2 million. Okay.
Yes, and we have, I think if you want, I can send you a 2015 tax return.
Yes,
Yeah.
that will be part of
Yeah.
what we would need because that will verify the sales for the business. And I was also curious, how would you rate your personal credit? Is it above average, just around average or?
Actually, I'm the father, and my son is the president here,
Okay.
and he's 100% owner,
He's 100%
and
owner. Okay.
yeah, and he's more than 720, I think.
Okay, that's excellent.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
well above the national average. That's excellent. Okay. So have you guys approached the local bank that you work with at all and gotten any feedback from them as far as how they could assist you potentially?
Actually, no, and I received your mail. I mean the mail. So I just think about okay, let me try apply once, and I'd like to know how much interest rate.
Okay, a great question. So, with our working capital, it's an unsecured loan, meaning that majority of the risk is on our side of the loan itself. So, rates start at right around 10 cents on the dollar and can go up from there. It is a little more expensive, but on the back end of things, there are some substantial discounts for early payment if you pay off the loan early. So,
You mean the 10% a year?
Total. No, just total. So if it goes longer than a year, it would just be 10% total of the loan. It wouldn't. It's not a compounding interest rate. It's just that it's more of a cost of funds than a compounding interest rate. So let's say if you borrowed $100,000, and let's say the interest rate was over, let's say you borrowed $100,000 over 16 months, okay, and our cost of funds was, you know, 16 cents on the dollar. You borrow that 100, you would pay back $116,000 over 16 months. So it's not an annualized thing. It's just a cost of funds because some of our programs are less than a year. So we cannot put an interest rate on those, an annual interest rate, if that makes sense.
What about the line of credit?
So lines of credit are available too. It sounds like that your son has above a 720 credit score. So those are available for our customers with the higher credit scores. So that is a possibility as well. But, you know, there's a bunch of options out there. What we really need to do is just take a look at the cash flow of the business, see what the business did in sales, you know, and look at the tax return, and then we could have some concrete numbers for you guys to see if it would be a good fit for what you're looking to do.
Okay. Are you in Southern California? Or?
Yes. Yes. We're down here in San Diego, yeah. California. It looks like...
You are in San Diego.
Yeah. You guys are up in L.A., Gardena area?
Yes.
Okay.
So
what I can do... Yeah. So, Paul, what I can do is this. I can send you an email with our application. It's a very simple one-page application. And then just a list of the documents we would like to look at, the 6 months.
I have the credit application along with the pre-qualification form.
Okay.
You sent this morning. And, anyway, let's communicate with the email. I want to know... equipment loan, interest rate, and the line of credit, as well as a term loan. I will send you our company's tax return too.
Okay. Well, how about this? I'll send you an email, and let me just send you one of our applications, our working capital applications, and then you can package everything together with the application and the tax return and the bank statements. And then I can submit to underwriting, and we can have feedback for you typically inside of 24 hours to see if we could be a good fit for the business.
Okay. Then could you, you have my email address. I received your
Paul Park I sent you an email this morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
You sent me the working capital application and equipment application.
Oh,
you already sent. Yeah. So I will answer you with the tax return by replying back to this email.
Okay. So we would need the application and the tax return. I'll send you one more email, and it would just be a list of the other documentation that we need to see what we can make available for your business. Is that okay?
Okay. And actually, let me have a... Can I do it by tomorrow?
Yes, unfortunately, Paul. I'm going on vacation tomorrow, and I'm not going to be back until Tuesday of next week.
Yeah, it's okay. And actually, what I'm saying, this is end of the month.
Yeah,
a little busy.
Yeah, we're busy over here too. I really understand. I completely understand. So I'll send you out this email, and then would you like me to follow up with you next week?
Yeah, sure, of course. Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Yeah.
Sure. And then, Paul, I'm going to put my direct dial on there as well. So if you have any questions gathering the information, you can just call me directly, and I'll be more than happy to help as well.
Sure, of course. I will do.
All righty. Hey, it was a pleasure to meet and speak with you today, Paul, and I will give you a call next week, okay?
Okay. Thanks very much for your help.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good vacation.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.